Turtles All the Way Down is the acclaimed number one bestseller by John Green, author of The Fault in Our Stars. Turtles All the Way Down is now streaming on Max. Asa Holmes is trying. She is trying to be a good daughter, a good friend, a good student, and maybe even a good detective, while also living within the ever-tightening spiral of her own thoughts. NPR called the novel a sometimes heartbreaking, always illuminating glimpse into how it feels to live with mental illness. As a fellow YouTuber, I remember reading my first John Green book and feeling so seen. His words that were eventually turned into movies really hit home with me and my age group, especially as I've gotten older. I've dealt with my own battles with mental health, and I'm very, very excited to see this movie. And you can buy your copy of Turtles All the Way Down in stores today and catch the movie streaming on Max. And now, back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney.
My name is Angelica.
You know the last name?
Pagani.
I have a guest, which is crazy. I never have a guest. Every single intro I've ever done is always like, I'm your host, because there's no one ever else
I'm
that's
your
here.
Host.
I'm your host.
I've never been on a podcast.
You've never been on this podcast?
No. Never been on camera, really.
What? We've been dating for, over a year.
No, but, not like this. Like, sit down. Really.
Well, we just got back from the dog park because we have two dogs. And we met up with our friend Jillian. And she talked... Well, we all talked about how... About kind of, passion, job creation, and... going from school to transitioning into where you are now in your life and how they didn't teach that in high school. And it'd be a good idea to maybe talk about it on the podcast because I know there's a lot of you out there who are still in school figuring out what you want to do with your life. And well, so are we.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we talked a lot about how in school, when I was in high school, it was like there was only one path that most people took. And it wasn't really talked about that much. I wish that I was exposed to other opportunities that I thought I could do instead of you just go to university.
What path did they get sent on though? You mean just in general, just going to university?
Yeah. When I was in high school, the only option really was, or that was really talked about in my high school, was going to university or college. But I felt like university was really pushed. Mm-hmm. And when I was in high school, I didn't like talking about it because I wasn't that excited or knew what I wanted to do. Right. And so I wish that people took more time with the students to figure out what they really wanted to do. Cause I kind of regret going to university.
Why?
Just because it was a huge undertaking I was there for 5 years and I didn't end up doing anything with it really. Or what I do now.
What you don't think at all what you learned in university?
Yeah. No, I guess so. Yeah, I did learn a lot of things, but I just wish that, college was talked about more, other opportunities, too, other than university. Because university isn't for everyone.
Yeah, neither is college.
No.
I remember when I was in high school, I was taking, I don't know what it's called, academic courses or the higher education courses in order to go to university.
It was either, academic or college? Applied.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
And I don't know, just my mindset that I was taught growing up was that if you went to applied, you were stupid. And if you take academic, you're smart. But, and so I did that throughout
my whole entire childhood, I took that all the time until I was in grade 12, where they were like, well, do you want to go to university? Here are the courses listed. And I was like, these all sound not right for me.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, okay, well, this college sounds right. And he's like, okay, well, you don't have to be taking these courses and like killing yourself, because I had trouble with math and with science and history and all of that. I couldn't wrap my head around. And then he put me in applied, which was college courses or classes, and I just killed it. I got 100 on everything. And I was like, first time in my life, I felt smart, which is cool.
Yeah.
So what did you go to school for?
So I did a Bachelor of Fine Arts, but my major was art history at Concordia.
And what do you know now?
This is like a job interview. I am a florist and I have my own business.
And why do you think you deserve this job?
No, I don't want to be in an interview.
I've done pretty well at interviews. I've always gone into interviews thinking that I was going to get the job.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think I do well in interviews as well.
You just said you don't.
No, I think I actually do. I get nervous. I don't like them. I don't like having job interviews, but I think I do well.
That's fair. All right.
I'm definitely like a people's person. What?
I can just picture you getting really nervous in a job interview.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really nervous.
Or them asking, and I feel like I'm the same way, or them asking or saying a word that you don't know, and or like saying like a position in their company that you don't know, and you're like, what? Sure. Why not? And you just go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just like make a joke out of it, or like.
You make a joke. I don't know. I don't know if that's right. Yeah, I'm funny. I don't think. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I remember going into the guidance counselor's office, whatever, and I went in, and basically it was like this diagram where there was so many courses or interests or jobs or whatever that you wanted to go into. So say you wanted to go into or business, and then it's like, okay, what do you want to go into? Business, marketing, finance, whatever, stats, mm-hmm. all of this stuff, right? And then when you choose that, then you choose your next thing and your next slot. And then boom, this is where you're going. It was very like, just like a perfect formula that was in their minds. It wasn't anything. There was nothing creative at all there. And then I remember I was just like, I think I was just researching online. And I went to Algonquin College for interactive multimedia design. I remember just seeing that on their website. And I was like, what is this? And it didn't really make sense to me, but I was like, it said like creative and design. And I was like, okay, this is right for me. But that was never talked about in my school.
Yeah, same. And like, I feel like in my group of friends at the time, like in high school, everyone was very like academic. Mm-hmm. And I just really felt, I guess, like that's what I had to do. And I was like very fortunate that like I was able to do that and afford to go to university. And like, I don't take that for granted at all. I just wish that there was other opportunities that would have been talked about.
Right. And well, and the other thing, nowadays the big thing to talk about and think about is the money behind it all. Mm-hmm. Like university, like you still have debt.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm still paying back student loans now, when I've been out of school for
37 years.
I don't know.
I was in a different financial position when I went to college, where I was very thankful, where I paid off my college before I even went to college. So I paid in full when I started my program. So I had no debt at all, not even my first day of going, which was honestly, it was just like peace of mind. I would constantly hear about people who went to university. And this isn't me bashing university just because it costs more money. Like, you're getting a higher degree of education. Like, mm-hmm. it should cost more money.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little bit ridiculous about how expensive it is, but
yeah,
I can't change that.
It's very expensive,
But it's just insane, because I always heard my friends who went to university being like, oh, my course is like $30,000 in 1 year. I'm like, what?
Yeah, in the States too.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And I, you're also not told that in school.
Yeah.
Growing up.
And I mean, like, any I personally think, like, investing in education, like, you're not going to regret that, too. Like, no. I mean, as much as, like, maybe I wish I did a bit of a different program, like, I do, I'm very thankful that I was able to get the education that I did. And to this day, with my job now, I mean, I still use a lot of the skills that I learned in university with what I'm doing now.
Yeah, even when I went to my course, I was doing YouTube and photography and design all before I even went to school for interactive multimedia design. Yeah. So I went there to basically get the paper that backs up what I'm doing, so I'm not just some YouTube kid that if YouTube crashes and internet dies one day, then I'm able to go out and actually get a job and not just throw it all away.
Yeah.
But with that being said, like, I knew everything that I was going in to learn, even, like, I paid to learn what I already knew. But all in all, college taught me how to work with other people.
Yeah, and get different perspective from other people.
Yeah, and understand, well, honestly, it's going to sound like I'm really big-headed, but, like, the greatest thing it taught me is that, like, say you don't know much about cameras, right? How to deal with somebody and how to explain the situation to somebody who doesn't know what you're talking about at all, and working with somebody, because when you're working in the field, like if you try to tell me on how to do a bouquet or to whatever, design something in floral, it'd be all gibberish. If you were like, pass me that whatever flower, I'd be like, the blue one, I'm colorblind also, that's not working. So it doesn't work. Like, so that taught me how to deal with so many different types of people. People who knew, who were educated in the field, who knew what they were talking about. Also people with awful people skills.
Yeah.
Like, in the industry of working with cameras and technology, there's a lot of people who are your, I don't want to say it, but like basic nerds. Like, I was a nerd growing up, but I was also kind of like a jock growing up. But the people who were very independent and introverted, they didn't know how to explain a situation, how to work in a group.
Well, and with your job now, being a photographer, being like a freelancer, like I work freelance now too a lot for other people. It's a lot about you. It's people hire you because they want to work with you. And that could be because of your skills.
You.
No, but like because of your skills, but it's also because of who you are, and like it's fun, like and when you're working in a creative field, like if I'm gonna hire freelancers, florists to work with me, I'm gonna hire people that I love to work with.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
It's not like a corporate job where you're hiring them for their background or their paper or the company they work for. You're hiring them for who they actually are.
Yeah, it's obviously a lot of it is skill as well. It's like, wow, that photographer is amazing. I want them to shoot my wedding, but it's also like they really understand me. They understand the vibe that I want. They make me feel really comfortable to shoot in front of. Like, there's a lot of different aspects. That's a huge thing with
photographers.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
A lot of them are creeps.
Yeah. But I feel like that also kind of like brings us to what we wanted to talk about too in the podcast.
Welcome to a podcast. You just talk about whatever.
Oh, it makes it.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll make it around that.
Okay.
Unless you want it ended now. It's only 12 minutes long. People are going to be like, what the heck? I didn't even know anything.
Yeah.
So Angelica just started her new business. I've been doing my business for 4 or 5 years now. I've been doing YouTube for 9, but I haven't been doing it solely for that long. So I've been doing it for 4 to 5 years. Angelica just started her new floral business. How many months ago?
Like, I think in November.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, because I left my... I was like had a job at a flower shop, and I left in September. And then I was... I also teach art for kids with the city. And that was supposed to start in October, but then everything was pushed back because of COVID.
Yeah.
In November, like beginning of November, I think I launched my website and stuff.
How'd you feel about it?
How did I feel about it then?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I kind of started my business, like, I wasn't really planning on doing it the way I did it. As in, like, I wasn't planning on starting flower business. But, you know, times change. Are tough. Times are tough. And circumstances changed. And I was just like, well, what else am I going to do? And, I mean, overall, that was always a goal of mine, to have a flower business. So I just kind of went with it. Like, just started taking on jobs that I could, that people were, like, a lot of my friends and family already asked me to do stuff for them always as well. But having a full-time job, I kind of always did it through, like,
were you just scared? Brought them to them. Though, were you scared to start it?
Yeah.
Why?
Were
you scared of failure, or were you scared? Were you scared because it was a new thing? Were you scared because it might be successful and you might not be able to handle it? Am I bringing up a bunch of things that's hitting every single point?
I think just like all of it. Yeah, I was scared like what people would think. A lot of what people would think, and then also just like that I could even do it like on my own. Because I've learned all the aspects of what I need to do for it, but I've never done it, like, on my own. It's always been under someone else. And then everything's my responsibility now. So that's the biggest thing. I'm much more of, like, a team player, and I like working with other people. Yeah,
every single thing that she does, she's like, so what do you think? How about this? And then if I, like, give my opinion, you're like, okay, so...
Yeah.
So you gotta work on that. Mm-hmm. But so does everybody. Like, even I'm like that. Even if I make a video and I've been making videos for 9 years, I still send it off to my friends to be like, is this good enough?
And especially in a creative field, I think you bounce ideas off of other people a lot. And that's why it's like nice to have you as well. Like, even though it's completely different, like, it's still something creative. And a lot of my job, well, what I have to do for my business now, that I had no experience with, other than like posting my dog on Instagram always, and like weird things, is like the social media.
Yeah.
Which has been like pretty weird for me.
It's a totally different beast.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I love photography and I obviously studied art and stuff. So certain aspects of it, like, I love, but, really wanting to like engage with people online, I find hard. And just like the promoting mm-hmm. yourself, I'm like, ooh,
yeah.
Buy flowers from me if you want.
Yeah, no, I'm still like that too. One of the things I don't know how to say this without coming off as like, because I go through it the same thing, but like, it must also be tough because like as we're sitting here, my phone's going off with orders.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started doing my store, which is Stay You, which is like the merch and the book and everything, I was so beat up by it because I would see like a David Dobrik or even like a Logan Paul or a Casey Neistat. They would post their product or whatever they're selling and it would be sold out in seconds. Yeah. And I'd be like, wow, mine's not even worth it. Like, it doesn't even it's not even worth a try.
Yeah.
So like, do you feel like that through me? Not because I'm who I am, but like,
oh, from you? No.
Is it like, for me, it's like really discouraging. It's also, it's hard. It's like a tough battle of like, this is really motivating. I want to get there, but it's also kind of like, it kind of defeats you.
No, I feel like with you, I never feel like.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now back to the episode.
Defeated. It's more like I feel like I know how much work, like, you've put into your business for, like, many, many years. That, like...
We just got a book order.
I can see David. Many, many years that it's gotten to that point where I have to, like, remember, like, I literally been doing this for, like, 2 months. So, like, I'm so happy every time I get an order. Like, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Still. And then, like... In terms of with other people, like other florists in Ottawa, I mean, I'm like not competitive at all, which is probably a bad thing in terms of business. So like that's something I'm trying to like learn. I mean, I don't want to be competitive, but it's just...
No, you got it.
I have to be more like gung-ho. Like I am very gung-ho, but I have to be more like... assertive with like my business.
Well, I think it's also separating your personal feelings and your business feelings.
Yeah.
Because like there's so many times, and you've experienced it, I've experienced it, where we're dealing with a friend within the business and it just goes south. Yeah. And it's not has nothing to do with that person, but that person is thinking with a business mindset and we've always lost because we haven't been.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's been so many times in my situation, even with just like collaborating with people on videos and little tiny things, they just take it and run because they had the plan in their head the whole time.
Yeah. And even like pricing yourself out properly and things like that. Like a lot of my clients are friends and family friends and, you know, other businesses that like I love and that are my friends. And so you just want to like... You know, it's hard to charge people properly for something like flowers, too. Because you just want to give them to people because they're so pretty. But you're like, no.
I don't know. I don't want to say I'm a dude, but they're pretty. It blows my mind how expensive flowers are.
Yeah.
That's blown your whole entire business. That's blown my mind. I understand the color's hard. I can't fucking see it. So,
yeah.
I trust you. And the stuff you do is really nice. But it blows my mind how expensive, like, a flower costs.
Yeah, I know. And that's
And when it dies. Hard. It dies. Yeah. But that's also a great business to be in, is the fact that if... It's almost like, okay, for example, like, if you run a coffee business, that's a great business. Because why? Because it runs out. So, you have coffee at home... You run out of coffee. What do you have to go do? You have to go buy coffee.
Yeah.
Right? For my business, not so much. You buy a hoodie from me. You have a hoodie because my products are just great quality. You have a hoodie for life.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't have to come back to me. But with the flower business, floor business, people are coming back, which is great.
And it's kind of like buying into like a lifestyle type thing as well. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, like with coffee, I don't know, there's like a whole kind of like coffee culture and stuff like that. And kind of like with flowers too. It's like I want people to like have that same excitement of when I bring flowers home like every week. It's like becomes like a ritual. You know what I mean? And that's like why I like flowers too. Because it's like bringing something into your home like every week that... you know next week you're going to get some again.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, I understand. So do you think... Wait, when did you start working floral? Before or after university?
After.
So do you think that your university degree had anything to do with your spark in floral, like at all, or design?
Oh, yes. With design, yes.
So it wasn't for nothing.
No. I don't think it's for nothing at all. Like, I mean, I'm still super interested in, like, decor, furniture design, things like that. I studied, like, architecture and furniture design. And I feel like it all kind of, like, plays together. And, like, floral is something that, you know, like, say if someone's selling a house, like, it just, like, ties it all in and gives it that little extra, like, oomph. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
Good description. I just want people to understand and know that you don't have to know exactly what you want to go and do right away. At the age of 16, I wanted to be a hockey player. I lost that dream. Then I found YouTube and I just started doing it. And I found some passion in this job, but at the end of the day, it wasn't my full passion. It wasn't what I really wanted to do. But I've developed a great interest for it, and I love helping people and everything like that. And I'm very thankful. But your passion isn't who you are, so even if you lose it, it doesn't mean you lose yourself. You're still able to go out and find that, and you don't always have to go and listen to your guidance counselor and pay the most expensive tuition to go and not take a gap year. And that's what they're trying to push, is like, go to college, right?
Yeah.
Or university. But if you're listening in the States, it's kind of the same thing. And even if you go there and you don't enjoy what you're doing, you can always... Dropout is such a bad term. It's such a negative term. But why are you paying so much money for something that you don't like doing? Drop out or transition into something that you're actually going to like doing. And if you think you're kind of on edge, because I was on edge a lot of the time, every 2 weeks I wanted to drop out of my program. But also I was like, okay, wait, this isn't very difficult because I have an interest in it and I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stuck with it. I was like, I've paid my tuition. I'm good on this end. Let's see where this takes me. And at the end of the day, you can always go back to school. I have friends who've gone back to school 3 or 4 times, and in a lot of people's brains, it's like, oh, did you fail? Did you lose?
Yeah.
Did you not succeed? Were you unsuccessful at this college, university, whatever? And it's like, no, they just didn't find what they wanted. So they are still out trying to find that. And they want to learn more. And education is not a bad thing. I think it's something to be almost inspired by. And just because you don't have what you want right away out of it doesn't mean it's not coming. You just got to take your time. So for Angelica, for instance, she went to school for art, and it's not that she's not doing that, because mm-hmm. I would consider it's a creative, and I think any creative helps another creative. So if I went to art and I'm just doing this, I still think that's an art degree is going to help me understand why I design the way I do, why colors work the way they do.
Exactly. Yeah. Color theory, everything. Writing was a huge aspect.
Yeah.
And now I have to do that all the time.
But you don't always have to go to school for something. If you have something that's deep down and you really want to give it a go, if you want to write a fucking book.
Yeah.
I didn't go to school to write. I failed every single essay in high school except for one, because I had one teacher who liked the way I wrote. I didn't study how to write. I just decided I wanted to give it a go. Yeah. And you can do the same thing. And if you want to get better at it, then go get your education in it. But give it a go. See if you actually like it. So many people are like your life isn't on paper. It's not in the guidance counselor when you're going in there and they're giving you the diagram or whatever, checking off the boxes, what you like, this is your interest. And then, okay, this isn't a dating site. It's not this match. Half dating sites don't work, and this doesn't either.
Yeah.
You have to try it out, and you have to actually have an interest in it. Yeah. It's very rare. Think about this. How many of your electives in school, in high school, did you think, oh, I really want to do this in university? An English course, a science class, a history class, a geography class. The basic classes where you're one. Art.
Yeah. Art or English.
Yeah. Really? English?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie to you. You're not good at writing.
No, I'm really not.
So why English?
I don't really know. I just said that. I don't know.
Why?
I liked English.
Why?
I really like my teachers. They made it
fun. Were they hot?
No.
Was she hot?
No.
Was he hot?
He was not hot.
I guess they was the right
pronoun. Anyway. But yeah, basically just what we were trying to say is your passion can be your job.
So the teacher was hot. No. All right. I knew it. He
really wasn't.
Whoa. Now he's going to watch this. He's watching.
He's not. Mr. Hale.
But Hale.
Yeah.
All right. But that's the thing, though. There was no class in my school except for one that I enjoyed doing. Gym class doesn't count. I took Comtech, which was communication technology.
I took that.
Yeah. I think anybody who wanted an easy passing grade took it.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher like, didn't give us anything to do. And he said, okay, here's your project. Go figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's it. And at the time, I was like, what the fuck? Like, how am I supposed to understand what to do? But because of that, looking back now, that's the only reason why I know how to use programs like Photoshop or Lightroom or InDesign and all these design programs and Photoshop and like photo editing and everything like that. The only reason I know how to use those is because this teacher, I don't know if he was a genius or he sucked at it, but I had to do it hands on.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing that I've realized that's like been a pattern in a lot of my friends and like us is that there's something when you're younger that you kind of gravitate towards, like for us, like more creative things. But those creative things at the time when I was younger was like art and music was a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
And flowers never crossed my mind as a, like a, as an art form, as a design.
Until yeah, it doesn't sound like it's a job at all.
No,
like there's no career
until
path.
I was way older. So it's kind of like, or like my friend Emma, who now is like a content repurposer. She loved ComTech, and that was like her favorite thing ever. And she studied communications, and now she does a job that like she would not even knew existed.
Yeah.
So and you, same thing. Like I feel like people kind of have a general like interest in something, and then like who knows, years down the line, just because you're feeling like you don't know what your thing is yet, it might not even come to you till you're like almost 30, well, like me.
The other thing is that I think about, you said something that sparked my mind. I think about like ComTech. There was so many things in that class that I friggin' hated. Like I just did not want to do. I sucked at. And you can take that mindset and you can be like, okay, I hate this entire course. Like nothing in here is for me just because you suck and you get discouraged at one thing.
Yeah.
But that's a perfect example of there's so many things that you can branch out into.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Say you want to go into design. Okay. Well, maybe it's design for interior. Maybe it's design for technology. Maybe it's floral design. There's so many different aspects and ways to go about it. It stopped recording, so I kind of forget where we were. But back when we were in school, there were so many options that like weren't available for us, or not even, it's not that they weren't available, it's that they weren't explained. It was not ever shown that you can do floral for a job. It was not ever shown that you can do YouTube or run your own brand or e-commerce for a job or anything like that.
Yeah.
So
and it's not even about explaining to younger people that like all these different jobs exist. It's just like the idea that just because you don't know what you want to do, that there are so many other aspects of, if it's something creative that you like, or in engineering, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's so many different avenues that you can explore that you probably don't even know exist.
And if you go down one and it's not for you, it's very much okay. Like I said, it's okay to call it quits if you're friggin' hating it. That's all right, but give it a shot. Trust me, and give it a shot, because you never know. But there's so many different things out there right now, especially with COVID. There's so many new jobs opening up.
Yeah.
That are work from home, and some of them are really, really interesting. And so, like we were talking today, how it must be really hard with everything going on if you're in grade 12 right now, or 12th grade, how the Americans say it, which is super weird. Doesn't that sound weird? 12th, yeah, exactly.
Oh, weird.
But it must feel so hard to think with COVID happening right now, oh, I got to think about my future.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Okay. Slow down. Actually see what you like. Don't worry about COVID right now. Get that out of your mind. Everyone's dealing with it. It's going to be second nature.
Yeah.
And think about what you want to do. Not for the rest of your life. That's the other thing. Like everyone's like, if you go to university, you're going to get your degree and this is what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Don't even think about what you want to do for the rest of your life. Just.
What do you want to do right now?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
and
it.
Like, I'm 27 years old, and honestly, till probably last year, I didn't fully know what I wanted to do.
And she still doesn't, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
No, but I'm.
But like, I mean, I'm right joking. Now, I feel like I'm very like, wow, I can't believe I'm actually doing this because I love it so much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it is my passion, like flowers and floral design and design in general. So like, yeah, it can take years.
But it can also take, you already know. So yeah. It's all over the board.
Yeah.
And it can also, you can have multiple different interests. For example, me, I love talking, making podcasts. I love writing. I love making videos. I like taking photos. Do it all.
Yeah.
Do it all. Maybe, have talents.
Yeah. Maybe in 10 years, you're going to be like, hey, all I want to do is take photos. And that's cool.
Right. Or if I just want to be a floral designer, I can do that too.
Yeah.
I've learned so much from my teacher. You can
be my assistant.
I'm going to own the company. I'm going to create the board group. And who's ever on the board, we're going to vote you out and then vote me as CEO of Angelica Floral.
Okay, and then give me all your money to buy flowers?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Anyways, guys, I hope this helped anybody out there who's a little bit too scared of just the future right now. I think we all are, but please, just don't be so worried. It's going to work out, I promise. Even when it feels like it's all, like everyone is against you, even school and everything, your parents who are trying to yell at you to go to school and figure life out. Everybody wants the best for you.
Yeah.
But you have to want that for yourself as well. And then that's going to help you make the decision of where you want to go next. Not for the rest of your life, just next. Just think about what's next and enjoy the now.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My name is Joey Kinney, and
thank you guys very much for listening. If you stayed this long, send me a DM saying, Send me a DM saying I stayed this long. Send me a DM saying, Joey Kinney, the CEO of Angelica Floral.
Oh, my God.
And I'll know that you stayed this long. Thank you guys very much for listening. Thank you for this lady for coming on.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale. For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.